Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show anything you want. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It's time. Every single week at Monday, Chris. That doesn't make sense. On Monday, Chris, idiot. On Monday, we do Medal of Honor Monday at this exact time. Medal of Honor Monday is not complicated. It's certainly nothing I deserve any credit for. Whenever we have a hero win a Medal of Honor, or not win, earn a Medal of Honor, they do a write-up. It's called a citation of what that person did. These are all available. Every single Medal of Honor recipient has their citation online and online for free, and there's several different websites you can use. Go print them. Read them to your children, to the Little League team you coach, to your Sunday school class, to your school class. They're not political. It's just honoring a hero. Have your students do something fun, like do a project on them. You'll not only get great history out of these, we will teach kids that these are the people who are supposed to be honored and revered in a society. Not Oprah, not Joe Biden, these people. And so we do take email recommendations. Again, Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This one says, hi, just curious if a woman has ever received the Medal of Honor. Very much like Medal of Honor Monday, nice of you to honor them with telling their story. The answer to your question, sir, is yes. One. Only one woman has ever won it. Her name's Mary E. Walker, or Edwards Walker is actually her middle name, Mary Edwards Walker, and it was during the Civil War. Now, I'm going to do her Medal of Honor citation first. Then I'll give you a little bit more background on her and the battle and what happened. But without further ado, let us honor the only woman to ever earn the Medal of Honor.
Ready? Aim.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
Whereas it appears from official reports that Dr. Mary E. Walker, by the way, pause real quick before I keep going on this. Remember, most of the citations I read for you are really World War I and beyond. The older ones you'll notice are written very differently. They had a different way to speak, and some of it can be confusing. But either way, I'm going to read it verbatim, all right? Whereas it appears from official reports that Dr. Mary E. Walker, a graduate of medicine, has rendered valuable service to the government, and her efforts have been earnest and untiring in a variety of ways, that she was assigned to duty and served as an assistant surgeon in charge of female prisoners at Louisville, Kentucky, upon recommendation of Major Generals Sherman and Thomas, and faithfully served as contract surgeon in the service of the United States, and has devoted herself with much patriotic zeal to the sick and wounded soldiers, both in the field and hospitals, to the detriment of her own health, and has also endured hardships as a prisoner of war for 4 months in a southern prison while acting as a contract surgeon. And whereas by reason of her not being a commissioned officer in the military service, a brevet or honorary rank cannot, under existing laws, be conferred upon her, and whereas in the opinion of the president an honorable recognition of her services and sufferings should be made, it is ordered that a testimonial thereof shall hereby made and given to the said Dr. Mary E. Walker, and that the usual Medal of Honor for meritorious services be given her, given under my hand in the city of Washington, D.C., this 11th day of November, A.D., 1865, Andrew Johnson. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't know what any of that means, so allow me to explain who Mary Walker was. She got through medical school at a time in America where women were not becoming doctors at all. She was one of the few doctors in the United States of America. Syracuse, if memory serves me, is where she got through. So she got through Syracuse, becomes a doctor. Just one of those people with a heart for service, shows up in Washington, D.C., this terrible war is going on, and says, hey, I'm here to help. And they say, no thanks. She's a woman. Okay, that there was rejection of that back then. So instead, she chooses to start helping out needy women who had come to Washington, D.C. because their husbands had been wounded or killed in battle. So this woman's just basically a saint. She dedicates herself to helping these people out. But she keeps trying to get in and keeps trying to get in, and finally they allow her in. Okay, come on in. You can perform this service. Now, the battle where she became a prisoner of war, that was called the Battle of Chickamauga. You've probably heard of the Battle of Chickamauga. If you've not, here's what you need to know about the Battle of Chickamauga. At one point in time, about 1863, in 1863, the North invaded the South. Remember, the story of the Civil War, it's a very, very complicated affair, many angels and demons on both sides. I love talking about the Civil War. I just think it's horrible and tragic and awesome and fascinating, a very complicated affair. Anyone who makes it simple, anyone who just says, North good, South bad, is an idiot. He has way oversimplified something that is very complicated. But the North did invade the South. The South seceded. South said, hey, we want to keep our slaves. North said, nope, we don't want you to break up the Union. Remember, the initial cause for the war was not the slavery. It was the breakup of the Union. That's what Abraham Lincoln didn't want. Yeah, he was an abolitionist who wanted slavery gone. He would have, and offered to several times, ended the war and allowed the South to keep their slaves if they would simply come back into the Union. He wanted a reunification of the Union. South said, thanks, but no thanks. We don't trust you. North builds up this huge army, invades the South. Northern Army invades the South. Remember something. We talked about this. We've talked about it a lot before on the show, but it's always more difficult to invade someone else's homeland. It just is. And this is a time in American history where people didn't travel. So, because maybe you said to yourself right there, well, it's all America. What do you mean someone else's homeland? No. If you were born in Syracuse, New York, you didn't leave Syracuse, New York. For the most part, the vast majority of people, that's where you were born, that's where you would go to school, that's where you would meet an eventual spouse. Almost everyone got married those days. That's where you would have your kids, that's where your grandkids would be, and that's where you would die. And don't get me wrong, people did some traveling, but nothing like today, where you go drop $500, you'd be in Nashville in a couple hours. You'd be anywhere. So you're invading land you don't know. So that's one. Two, the people who are fighting you, they're fighting with a different sense of purpose than you are. I've used the example before. If some guy's standing in front of you and he has a hatchet and you don't have anything, you're just he's a huge, scary guy with a hatchet and you're standing there with nothing. And he says, I'm going to get past you. And you say, oh, okay. And you look behind you and there's nothing out there but a big empty field. Maybe you'd try to stop him a little. Maybe you wouldn't. But for the most part, have fun in the field. I'm just going to step on aside there. Have a good one. But if it's your wife, husband, children standing behind you and you believe that person's going to hurt them, well, you're going to fight until you die. When you're defending something you love, when you're defending your home, which the South was at this time, their home, their homeland, they fought differently. This is a long way of saying this Union invasion of the South, this one did not go well at all. It just slowed down and then got to a stop. And at the Battle of Chickamauga, the Union got pushed back. They lost this battle. And as they lost this battle, they were trying to retreat in this battle and try to get back to a line that they wouldn't be routed and overwhelmed and lose all their troops. You know, it's tactical retreat. Okay, we lost the battle. We can't. Let's get to this ridge and let's dig in and see if we can stop them here, because the South was hurting at this point in time, too. They do. They got to the ridge. Well, this lady, again, they don't even talk about this in these weird old Medal of Honor citations, Dr. Mary E. Walker, she volunteered to stay behind with wounded troops who couldn't do the tactical retreat. She wanted to stay behind and work on the troops, help the troops out while the rest of the Union Army retreated, and she did. And the South obviously came in and overwhelmed them and took her in as a prisoner of war. And she was not treated well. I don't know all the details, nor do I know. I do know this, and I'm not trying to be mean or disrespectful. She was a very, very ugly woman. You can go look at pictures of it. And that was, don't laugh, Chris. I'm not trying to be mean. She was treated poorly before this because of her appearance. She tried to dress, you know, in uglier dresses, and she was naturally pretty ugly anyway. And that caused, that sounds really mean. I'm not trying to be mean, Chris. She was treated poorly. She was treated poorly as a Southern prisoner of war. And Southern prisoners of war were in general treated poorly anyway because they didn't have any resources to feed their own people most of the time, let alone the prisoners. But she's a hero. Medal of Honor. How about that? How about that? Battle of Chickamauga. All right. Enough of the good. Let's talk about Rear Admiral Buttigieg and Tim Scott and funny phone calls. I have an idea. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are churning and burning. If you missed any part of the show tonight, you can download the entire thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Don't forget on iTunes to leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Why? Well,
we're changing people's lives.
That's why. Now, let me do something else here really quickly. I need to confess something about myself before we talk about Rear Admiral Pete Buttigieg and everything else and Tim Scott. I need to provide a public service, and I need your assistance to do so. As you well know, I hardly ever do guests. I hardly ever do phone calls. It's just the kind of radio show I believe in doing. Just believe in general, people sit down to listen to the host of the show, and I'm a control freak. It gives me more control over every segment. But every now and then, the Jesse Kelly Show family must come together, and we must aid each other. And so I know that it's December. And what comes with December? Yes, Christmas, and yes, Hanukkah, Chris, and everything. All these things come in December. What else comes in December? Parties you don't want to go to. Obligations you don't want to go to. Hey, we got to go see my mother. Hey, Jesse, big office Christmas party. Oh, haven't you heard? Neighborhood Christmas party. Oh, church Christmas party. Yada, yada, yada. Chris, do you people go through all this in the holiday season too? Same thing for the Jews? Same thing. Chris goes through the same thing. So what do we need? Do we need to soften our hearts and become better people to figure out, you know, how we can bless others at these events? Of course not. We need to figure out better lies we can use as excuses to getting out of all these horrible things. So, here's what I need from you tonight. and you can briefly bring up something political when you call in. But what I need is this. I need your best excuse you've ever used to get out of something. Now, don't call and say the kids are sick. Every parent knows that's the money one. I need something creative. I need something you used to get out of something. Then we, the Jesse Kelly Show family, can spread this around and we can all use this lie. 877-377-4373. A brief political point. You drone on, I'm going to hang up. And then tell me, what's a great excuse you have used to get out of something? 877-377-4373. Now, another thing that I need to admit before I get to Rear Admiral Buttigieg and Tim Scott is, you may have picked up on this, maybe not, but I like making people angry. I don't understand why. I know that speaks poorly of me as a person, but I enjoy harassing the people I love, and I enjoy flat out making people insane, the ones I hate. The wife, this happened a couple weeks ago, the wife texted me that one of the kids had passed gas, if you will, in the mudroom. And I texted her right back, what you need to do is grab an Eden Pure Thunderstorm because it's $200 off a 3-pack with the promo code Jesse3. And then she said, I don't want to hear your stupid ads on the thing. And I said, it's not stupid. Did you know it takes viruses and mold out of the air? And then she said some things I can't read on the air, which wasn't very nice. But either way, that was fun. And I got the chance this weekend to do it to my mother. Mom texts me. This is on Saturday at 5:16. She texts me this. On another note, I had to unplug my Eden Pure Thunderstorm because it sucked all the smell out of my Christmas tree. When I tell you these things take the odors out of the air, they take the odors out of the air. My folks believe in real Christmas trees. I know because they used to make me go out with them and chop one down in the wilderness of Montana every year. But I'm not going to go into that right now. But they believe in real Christmas trees. No fake ones were allowed in the Kelly household. And apparently Eden Pure Thunderstorm is no longer welcome in the vicinity of the Christmas tree. If you want that kind of power in your home, how about that for cleaning air, right? Get a 3-pack of Eden Pure Thunderstorm. They are $200 off in free shipping right now with the promo code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. EdenPureDeals.com code Jesse3. That saves you $200 off a 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com code Jesse3. Supposed to be some scandal today that Rear Admiral Pete Buttigieg, he often flies on taxpayer-funded private jets. Well, a couple of things you can take from this. None of these things are going to be surprising for longtime listeners of the show. One, remember, being a politician, especially a national politician, it would actually suck. You think it would be cool, but it would suck. People are yelling at you all the time. You're having to call people and ask for money all the time. You constantly have to hang out with people you don't enjoy. You're traveling all the time. And not only that, you're traveling to crappy Washington, D.C. all the time. The life of being a politician would generally suck. You can't really be authentic. So why do so many people do it? Well, it's simple. You become a politician because being a politician gives you access to the things wealthy people have without ever actually having to accomplish anything. The Rear Admiral has not accomplished anything in his life. I mean, I realize him and his husband just had a baby, and that's really impressive, but they haven't actually accomplished anything in their lives. So how is he ever going to get on a private jet? He has no ability to go do that. Well, neither do I, but he has no ability to go make that money for himself. So he becomes a politician, and now he's eating steak, or maybe he's probably more of a sausage man, and he's flying on private jets funded by you. That's why people become politicians. It gives them the life they could never have earned for themselves. That's one. And two, I'm not going to belabor the point because we know it by now. They do see themselves as kings and queens. They don't see themselves as public servants, as defenders of freedom, defenders of America, defenders of the Constitution. None of these people see themselves that way. They all see themselves as your rulers. If you were to sit Mayor Pete down and hook him up to a lie detector test and ask him some probing questions, you would simply find out that Mr. Climate Change himself, well, yeah, he thinks you shouldn't have a car, of course, but, well, that doesn't apply to him. You're one of the peasants. He's one of the kings. Yeah, Chris is right. John Kerry said as much. We played the audio cut 1,000 times. The guy asked him, why'd you fly a private jet here? And he said, well, when you're someone like me, that's the only way I can fly. Remember, communism's only for you. It's never for them. All right. Your best excuse to get out of something. 877-377-4373. And Tim Scott for president? Hang on.
Want the latest from Bachelor Nation? Get it on.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Wake and Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research and it ends up I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Buzz Knight, and I'm the host of the Taking a Walk podcast, Music History on Foot. Ian Hunter.
Hello, Ian. It's Ringo. How'd you fancy going on the tour? You get the chills when the Beatles are on your answering machine.
The podcast is an audio diary of insightful conversations with musicians and the inside stories behind their music. Kenny
Aronoff. I wake up every morning and I feel grateful, but I know it didn't come from luck. If you get a lucky break, well, you better be prepared. You better be ready. If you've done your homework and you're continuing to do your homework, you'll turn that lucky break into something great.
The message of the podcast is simple. Honest conversation with musicians about the music they create. Carney Wilson.
You know, I mean, Elton John picked me up and put me back in my crib when I was a toddler. It's like, that's the thing that's so cool is I've got these stories because of my life.
Listen to the Taking a Walk podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and I'm so unreasonably excited for these calls that I might take a second. You know what? No. I got to get to Tim Scott first, and then I'll get to these calls. In case you're just now joining us, I obviously don't ever take calls or guests on the show. It's very rare, but tonight I decided we need to come together as a community and help each other. We don't want to go to the crappy office party. I don't want to go to your mother-in-law's house. I don't want to go to the neighborhood Christmas party, and I need good excuses. We need to share our best lies we've ever used to get out of going to something as a public service, Chris. So we're going to go to these calls here in a minute. Before we get to that, I just have to address something real quick first. And I'm so excited about the funny calls that I'm going to try not to get my blood pressure up before I get to them. But I saw this today. Headline from Politico. Trump who? GOP senators rave over a potential Tim Scott presidential run. Now, maybe you're listening to that right now and you say, yeah, I like Tim Scott. Maybe you're in South Carolina. Maybe you've met him and maybe you're saying right now, well, yeah, Jesse, I like Tim. He's a nice guy. Okay. Maybe he is a nice guy. I don't know Tim Scott. But I do know this, and I know this for a fact, and I've seen it happen over and over and over and over again, and it will happen more in the coming years. I know that there is nothing more powerful than the narrative. When any kind of a story breaks, immediately the system, the media, the Democrats, the entertainment, the everything, the system will lock shields in order to form a false narrative, a narrative that is an outright lie. They will do this so they themselves can gain more money and gain more power. And they will do this so they can continue their efforts to destroy the United States of America. It doesn't matter what the story is. It can be about anything. It can be a mass shooting somewhere. It can be a virus that comes from China. It doesn't matter what it is. Initially, the system understands this so well. Initially, the narrative that gets set in people's minds right off the bat, that is the most important thing. The narrative forming stage is the most important time. And that is the most important time for any anti-communist to stand up and fight against the narrative when it's initially being set. Because once it's set, once that cement is finally done setting, you can't stop it for many people. Half the United States of America to this day believes that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. That's a fact that's been proven over and over and over again. Even Robert Mueller had to admit that's not something that happens. But the narrative in the beginning said it did over and over and over and over and over again when they were setting the narrative. The beginning is the most important part. It's actually why I'm so hard on Donald Trump about his COVID response. Even though I liked his presidency, his COVID response. 15 days to slow the spread? Well, that was the beginning of all of it. Now, the communist system used that idiocy to destroy him, his economy, and his presidency. They did. But in the beginning, the narrative, when it went, okay, there's a new virus. What is it? Republicans, right there with Democrats, every single Republican, Trump included. Yep, super deadly, shut down. And then what happens? What happens? Well, because the narrative gets set, all of a sudden, if you're Trump, and a month later, 2 months later, you want to open up the economy, up, too late. Narrative's already set in everyone's mind. Sorry, you said shut down for COVID. Sorry, narrative's been set. And I remember this. I remember the day I woke up and I saw that video of St. George Floyd dying in Minneapolis. And I remember it looked bad. You probably remember he's laying on the ground, shirtless, sweaty, cops on his back. Looks like he's got his knee on there. And I remember immediately once St. George Floyd died, I remember the media, the Democratic Party, everybody running to the microphone immediately and doing what? It's the cops! It's the cops! It's the cops! America's racist! America's racist. Cops are racist. Cops are hunting down black men. Evil cops. Evil cops. Evil cops. Over and over and over again, setting the narrative. And do you know what the, quote, presidential hopeful Tim Scott did? Do you know what he did? When the narrative was being formed, when the fire that burnt down America's cities, when it was being lit, you know what Tim Scott did? Did he step up behind the mic and say, no, this narrative is a lie. Stop. There are no statistics that show that is the problem. No, he sure didn't. Old Tim Scott joined together with Cory freaking Booker and went on CNN to sell his federal police reform bill.
So I look forward to having the conversation with my House colleagues that have been very serious. I give Karen Bass a lot of credit, very serious about getting to a compromise. And I will say, I spoke to her last night. I spoke with her last week, and we're going to get together this week. And that's good because I'm serious about getting something done. But we cannot get something done if the Democrats in the Senate are more interested in presidential politics.
Yeah. No, we got it. We got it, Tim. We know. Once again, when America needed an anti-communist the most, when America needed someone smart enough and strong enough to see the false narrative being formed and to stand up and stand up against it and say, no, that's not true. What did Tim Scott do? When we needed him most, what did he do? Well, I mean, you're right. The cops, they sure are the problem. We definitely need a federal police reform. No. I'm not saying they're as bad as Democrats say they are, but no, the cops definitely, they do suck too. Yeah, no, you're right. No, I agree with you. I don't agree with you as much, but I agree with you. I'm out. He might be the nicest guy in the world, but the next guy who leads us, he has got to be a much stronger anti-communist than that. He has got to be strong enough to fight back against the initial narrative, because in issue after issue after issue, the initial narrative, the narrative forming stage, it is all that matters. It is all that matters. Count me out. That's why I'm out on Nikki Haley too. And you know me, I haven't decided who I'm voting for in the primary yet. I want you all to get in there and have a big old fight and let's see who wins. Nikki Haley did the same thing. Mass shooting. The narrative gets formed that it's somehow the Confederate flag that was the cause of the mass shooting. About 15 minutes later, Nikki Haley's pulling it down off the South Carolina Capitol. I'm out. When we needed a narrative fighter, a narrative former, you were just a system-serving weakling, just like everyone else. All right, enough of that. I need excuses. I need excuses from you. When did you use your excuse, and what was your excuse? What's the greatest excuse you've used to get out of something? It's the holiday season. We're all stuck doing this. I'm going to get to those in just a moment. Before I do that, I want you to do this for me. I want you to get the greatest gift you can get anyone in your life for Christmas. What is that gift? Food. Food. We had a rough day at the studio around here. Nothing major. Believe me, everyone's fine. Everything's fine. There were just a couple hiccups here and hiccups there. And when things aren't going well, I do what every red-blooded American does. I eat. I go to the... I know I ate twice, Chris. You don't have to bring up old stuff. Okay, I maybe overate a little bit. Give the gift of food this Christmas season. Biloxi shrimp. No, not overseas shrimp. 95% of the shrimp you've eaten your whole life comes from overseas. Biloxi shrimp is American jobs, straight out of the American Gulf, Mississippi Gulf, from a wonderful company, wonderful people who've been caring for their community for a long time. They'll deliver it to your front door, the freshest, best shrimp you've ever gotten, plus the herbs and spices. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 10% off the whole order. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. It's time for your excuses. Next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, about to do a public service for the holiday season, for all time, really. We need excuses. It is important to understand that sometimes you need to lie to get out of things you don't want to go to. And everyone, especially parents, have used the same excuses over and over again. My son's sick. My kid's sick is what someone going to say about that. But you need something better. Believe me, now whenever I hear one of my friends say, hey, I'd love to come, but my daughter got sick, I just assume he's a liar because I've lied about that so many times. So I need your excuses. If you want to make a political point, make it fast. And just a quick refresher, it's been a couple weeks since we've taken a phone call on this show. Get to the point. Right away. No small talk. Get right to the point. Tom, Pennsylvania. Go, boss.
You know, this one is beautiful because it's the truth. 3 years ago, I rescued a pit bull. Somebody had abandoned her because the pipes froze and they left her alone in the dark for 3 days. So I rescued her, kept her, best animal, best creature God ever created. But just the other day, this was this past summer, I got called for jury duty. And you go in there, and right before you go in, they say, is there anybody that has any excuse now that would possibly keep him from being here for a couple of days? And I'm like, And I wrote, I rescued a pit bull, and I have a Boston Terrier at home, and I fear for his safety. And they let me go home. Oh. It was 3 years ago that I got her, but it's a beautiful thing. So there you go.
Oh, that's brilliant. You know why? You know why that's so brilliant? Everyone loves dogs. Virtually everyone loves dogs. I'm a soulless monster, and I love dogs. That idiot dog we have that the kids named Fred, big dumb idiot is what he is. And yet when I get home, he's going to come throw himself on me, and I'm going to look down, and I'm going to go down, and I'm going to snuggle with the stupid dog, and I'm going to let him lick my face, and I'm going to scratch him behind the ears, because everyone loves dogs. It's human nature. Oh, man, it's so true. That's brilliant. Brody, Atlanta, go.
Hey, Hefe. So I got out of a 13-hour road trip and a family reunion over the Thanksgiving holiday because I had run all out of paid time off. And so you know who else is 6'8"? Brittany Griner. How does it feel to be as tall as a chick, dude?
You know what? That's one, that's not very nice, Brody. Two, paid time off is brilliant. You know what the brilliance of the paid time off one is? Who can argue with your point? Unless you're going, you know, to your boss's house or someone like that. What, does someone else have access to your paid time off? Oh, it's brilliant. Hey, man, I'd love to come. It breaks my heart, but gosh, I just can't get out of work. Eric, Spokane, go.
Mr. Jesse Kelly. So my aunt, it was her third husband. they had an anniversary that they wanted to celebrate with family only, and it's her third husband. And she schedules it on a Sunday where my beloved Seahawks are playing in the playoffs. So I had just recently ran in back into a snowbank in my work truck and messed the bumper up pretty good. So I went outside, I took a picture of my bumper and staged that I got rear-ended by somebody and told her that I couldn't make it. My wife was not very happy, but I got to watch my Seahawks play.
That's so good. That's so worth it, too. I love it. TJ, Illinois, go.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? This story is actually a friend of mine. This is back. I'm 36 now, but this is in the younger, dumber days in our early 20s. Me and my buddy / coworker. He'd always call in sick a lot because he was hungover because we'd stay out at the bar too late at night. So the boss already warned him numerous times, you know, if you keep doing this, you know, we're going to have to let you go. So he had to have the ultimate excuse. So he literally beat himself up. He punched himself in the face and gave him a black eye and told the boss grocery store, and he bought it. And I vouched for him, too. So.
Hold on. He actually punched himself hard enough in the face to give himself a black eye. Why didn't he have you punch him?
Yeah, that's what I thought. But he just did it. He started punching away to where, yeah, he got a black eye and was all puffy. And he went in the next day. He's like, well, I can work, but I'm really sore. I could really use the day off.
We're so stupid when we're younger. Gosh, that's so good. You know, I got to say, now that I asked the question, I think I answered my own question. Why didn't he just have, you know, the caller? Why didn't he just have his buddy do it? I think I'd rather give myself a black eye than my buddies, because my buddies are all meatheads. Not that I'm a meathead, but my buddies are all meatheads. I feel like they would hit me too hard just for the opportunity. Hey, dude, you asked me to. You can't say that. You know what they would all say. They would all say the same thing. Oh, man, I've had some bad black eyes before. What, Chris? I'm not going to auction it off because then the person... No, if you auction off the right to hit you in the face, the person who actually wins the auction is the one who wants to hit you in the face the most. So that's the person who's going to hit you the hardest. If anything, you do the auction and you go with the low bidder. That's who you need to go with. And if you should you find yourself with a smashed up face? Look, it's happened to me. Whether you did it to yourself or someone else did it to you, I just want you to understand one thing that's an absolute fact. You're going to need to lay your head down on a MyPillow that night. You are. A normal pillow is not going to work for a smashed up face. You need the gloriousness of a MyPillow. You need to lay your head on a MyPillow. You need to crawl into Giza Dream Sheets. Maybe you got some sore ribs. That's happened to me before. You need to lay down on the MyPillow mattress toppers so you sink all the way in. You've got a sore body because you were trying to scam out of work, or maybe you got too lippy and got beat up. You need MyPillow to save you. And right now, mattress toppers are as low as $99.99. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $29.98. My slippers for sale, $90 off. $90 off. My slippers are, what are they, $49.98 right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. We're going to keep this rolling. Your best excuses. Ethan, Denver, go.
Jesse, my girlfriend wanted me to go to a nurse party tonight for Christmas. I told her I got to work on my nephew's Hanukkah and Christmas presents, so I'm running a wet saw in 30-degree weather outside right now.
Hold on, Ethan. I'm gonna have to look. I'm not judging, but do I have this correct? You chose to run a wet saw in freezing temperature rather than go hang out with a bunch of dimes tonight. Do I have that, Ethan?
Don't get me wrong. These nurses are beautiful. They like to drink. They're my crowd. But I mean, I worked all day today too. I didn't want to go. And I needed an excuse, and you asked for an excuse, so I said, hey, baby, you know what? I love you, but I gotta cut some rocks.
You know what? I support it. I actually totally, I completely support this the more I think about it, because I'll be honest with you, if I came home tonight after, well, there aren't long days of radio, okay? But back when I used to have a real job for a living, and I came home after a long day of it, and the wife said, hey, me and all my dime friends are having a big party tonight, I probably would have said to myself the same thing. You know, I am way out on that. I've got to go make Hanukkah gifts. How about that guy? How bad do you feel for that guy, Chris? Not only does he have to get gifts for us who believe in Jesus, he has to get real gifts for you people as well. And I know that you have like 9 days. Is it 9 days? 7 days? 6 days? It's 8 days. Why 8 days? What's the point? It's a long story. All right. Well, either way, that's a lot of freaking gifts he's got to be churning out tonight. All right. We're not done with this. 877-377-4373. Your greatest excuses. Also, of all the lies the system has sold you, they're about to sell you on maybe their biggest ever. I'll tell you what it is in a second. Yes, don't turn your back on the baby.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.